All right. Well, hello. Welcome to The Blueprint. I am here today with our special guest, Liz from the Northern Lancaster Chamber. So before we get started, we'll let Liz introduce herself, say what you do at the Chamber and all that good stuff.
Sure. So I'm Liz Ackerman, and I'm the Executive Director of the Northern Lancaster County Chamber of Commerce, which basically means that I do a little bit of everything in conjunction with my coworker, Tara Zilling, who is our member relations and events coordinator. So there's two of us there full time. And between the two of us, we execute over 100 events a year. Wow. Which is a combination of both educational and networking. And then additionally, we really try to take care of and help just provide opportunities and manage our over 570 members that we have within our chamber.
And you guys have gotten how many new members in the last year? Like, I feel like 570 is way higher.
So, yeah. So we are over 90 new members for the year.
That's amazing.
Which really tracks with what we've been doing. So for the last 4 years, we've had 100 new members a year or more join. So it's been just a period of really great growth and opportunities for Northern Lancaster County and the region that we serve.
That's fantastic. Well, I invited you to be our guest today because we're going to talk about the elephant in the room that people don't like to talk about. And it is entirely your wheelhouse, and that is networking. So we know that people have all different feelings about networking. I think one shared feeling is it's super important. However,
Yeah.
It's really important. But, you know, so we're going to kind of dig into that, help cure some of the fears about networking events, how to get involved the right way, smart networking, all of that stuff. So tell me a little bit about your journey in becoming involved in the Northern Lancaster Chamber.
Sure. So I have always been involved in the nonprofit sector. When I graduated from college, I started with a nonprofit organization, Junior Achievement of Central Pennsylvania.
I love Junior. Oh, we talked about this at the base. I love Junior Achievement.
Yeah, JA is phenomenal, and that's where I got my professional start. And so one of the things that you find out when you're in nonprofit is dependent upon what you're doing. And for me, it was, you know, recruiting volunteers. So that does really require you to be out and talking to people and developing the ability to be able to connect with individuals on a number of different levels. Because with Junior Achievement, it was working with individuals to volunteer in the local schools. Mm-hmm. So that's talking to business people who want to be having an impact with, talking about career skills awareness and financial literacy, but it's also talking to just parents, sometimes parents that aren't working professionally, and helping to get them connected to be involved as volunteers. And during my tenure there, that is really where I kind of developed a lot of my professional acumen and also real strong understanding of what networking is and what it isn't, and also how to effectively really interact with people on a professional but also yet personal level.
Yeah.
And the impact that that has. So when I left Junior Achievement in January of 2017 and started with the Chamber, at that time I had come on board to do the member relations and the event coordination. I had 2 years of doing that and really taking an organization at that time that was significantly smaller. When I started, I think we had around 235 members.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and so half the size.
Yeah. And really taking it from having just a really, at that time, it was just kind of hyper local, like Denver, Ephrata area. Mm-hmm. And then eventually in 2018, when we rebranded, and then in 2019, when I became executive director, really helping to foster the understanding of the regional powerhouse that Northern Lancaster County is, and getting the word out about that, and really helping our members be able to feel confident in that. And that's how we've been able to really have that growth.
Yeah.
Is the understanding that the region that we serve, a lot of businesses want to be doing business in that area. And so we have become really the organization to connect with if you want to be doing business in Northern Lancaster County. And so that's been something that has been built solely on networking, because our expansion and our growth has all been organic. It has all been driven by our members talking to and networking with other businesses and other organizations, and really just wanting to share, hey, we are part of this chamber. We feel that it really meets our needs and that it is something that is providing a lot of value for us.
Yes.
Why don't you come along with me to an upcoming event? And that also ties in heavily with what I believe networking is, which is really using who you know and what you know to be able to help others as you are meeting them and bringing them into your sphere.
That's one of my favorite things when I am networking. When you have a warm connection with somebody already,
yes,
it's like breaking the seal. Like you have to get in there and meet somebody so that when you walk in the next time, there's a warm face.
Yes.
And then keep expanding on that.
Yes. And it's really important that when we think about networking, it really is open networking. It's not, hey, when you come in, you find that one or two, three people that you know that you always just want to stand around and talk to and you stay in that group and you really don't include
expand,
others.
Yeah.
It should always be a continual expansion of your network and bringing people in.
Yes.
And helping them feel welcome.
Yes.
And that is one of the hallmarks that we really try to live by within our organization.
I love that. So tell me about a really positive networking experience that you have had.
It's hard to really pin one down. Like I have had so many in what I love about networking for myself is I really love when I'm meeting someone new and I can make that connection of how we are relatable and connected. Mm. And 9 times out of 10, that's not going to be necessarily a business connection.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's where they live, where they went to school, where they're originally from, how they grew up. My favorite
one.
Are
they a band parent?
Yes. My favorite one is, are they either.
I have joined the club.
Yeah,
I'm super pumped.
Are they a band? Are they involved with marching band? You know, and I love that you said that because that is one of the things that I really want to stress to people about networking. It's not all about business. It's not finding somebody that can use your product.
Mm-hmm.
It's finding a genuine connection where you can stand there and have a conversation for 10 to sometimes it's been like 45 minutes about a topic that has nothing to do with business.
Well, and I feel like on that note, something that's really important, I think people go into networking events thinking they're just going to, I hate the word work the room.
Yeah.
I feel like you're missing the boat when you use that phrase, or if you're, I call them the casino dealers. Do you know?
With business cards.
Yes. I feel like you're missing the most important part, and that is to build genuine connections.
Yeah.
And when you do that, even if that business may not be the connection that you need from a business perspective, how many people like that? What is that? The law of how many people are away from each?
Oh, you mean
what
6 degrees of Kevin
Bacon?
There
you go. Yes. Yes. 6 degrees.
I've seen him live twice. So I'm
that's
like.
Awesome. But I think that people forget that all of those connections, you want that person to say, hey, when somebody says to them, do you know blah, 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 that they have an answer, that they have a genuine connection with that. And you never know when that person's career may change. You never know when that company's organization's needs may change. You know, all
oh,
of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So expand on that. Like.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like the do's and don'ts of networking or like a good.
Well, first of all, I think the do's and don'ts are you need to be open to talking to everybody. Mm. You really do want to be talking to them, but I think it's a deeper, you want to have a conversation with them. Is that facilitated at every single networking event? No, because sometimes you don't have the time. Sometimes, you know, you actually do really get into a good conversation with someone and it's a conversation that could maybe not have anything to do with business. But as you have mentioned, when you see that person next time, you have that tangible connection. And when you start having those conversations, they really do allow for a pathway to, if you find that it's something where you genuinely feel like, oh, this could be something where it could move into something more with business, you have that natural ability to then connect with them outside of that networking event and say, hey, you know, I'd love to sit down and talk some more about X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
Or I have this issue that we're running into at our business, and I'd love to sit down with you to see if you could provide any perspective, if you could just share some of your experiences.
Right.
Networking to me is really just building your sphere of influence
Yes.
and knowledge, because I don't need all of the services that every single individual that's at a networking event provides.
Correct.
Nobody does.
Right.
But I have found that my members, to a T, like nothing better than to be able to say, oh, I know a guy.
I feel that. Like, I love that feeling when it comes up and you're able to be like the matchmaker.
Yes, 100%. And that's really something that when I talk about networking, that's really how I network. It's not really, I'm not networking for myself. I love connecting people.
Yes.
And I love when I have members come into a room, whether they're new, and I've sat down and I've had a long conversation with them and I know who they are and what they do and where their interests are. And I have them come into a room and I'm like, I have a person that I need to introduce you to because you will align.
Yes.
You are not going to align because they're going to buy your product. They may not even have any interest whatsoever in your business at this point in time, but you're going to align because you're very similar in how you conduct yourselves, how you look to be moving within the world and when you're doing business and values and really being able to have that ability to interact with someone and know, hey, this person's a really great person. I actually enjoy speaking with them. And if you can take the business out of it, and that idea of working the room, and it becomes more of having genuine conversations.
And I feel like everybody can read right through the people that are doing that.
I would say for the most part, yes.
Or maybe because I've been in networking opportunities for a very long time.
And I think that
I can pick up on it. But
it's unfortunate because the individuals that do try to conduct their networking in that manner are doing themselves a tremendous disservice because they're not giving themselves the ability to really fully live in that moment of the harder you try to sell, the more doors are going to be closed because that's not the environment that people respond well to and that they're looking for.
Right. Like, I always think of it like, I remember when I was young and you would like go into Victoria's Secret back in the day and they would like pounce on you before you even got in the door. And I was like, this is like, I didn't even want to go into the store because I was like, I don't want to shop this way.
Yes. And that's really a great perceptive way to talk about this because like when you are going into a networking event, you never want to have the feeling of no, I'm just looking.
Yes.
I'm just looking.
Yes.
And that is really what can happen.
Yes.
If you are overzealous and really trying to make sure you talk to every single person in the room and you give them this thing.
And they get your business card and you do the hard sell and you,
I think a lot of that also, it's important to talk about if you do any follow-up and what that is.
Mm.
And so if you try to get everybody's business card and then
you don't do anything with it.
Well, either you don't do anything with it or you do the converse and you are hounding them and emailing them and calling them and trying to get them to buy your product or have a meeting, you really want to only be following up with those individuals who you genuinely feel like you had a connection with. Because to be quite honest, and I'm sure you've experienced this.
People that take the membership book and just put them all on an email list. And
Which I should point out, we do not provide member emails to anybody. So that is not something that we do. They're not available.
Actually, I mean, we've never obviously done that. But I was like, huh, that's good to know.
We do not do that because
People would do that.
Yes. And
100%.
It's 100%. And our members don't want that.
No. I get enough spam emails.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's really, you want to
make connections.
When you have the opportunity where you genuinely feel like, I want to actually sit down and talk to this person some more and learn more about them and their business or just learn more about them, you know, their leadership style. You can get so much further in your networking and just overall knowledge base for the community if you are genuinely just saying, hey, I'd like to just sit down and talk with you some more and grab coffee. Let's just connect.
Yep.
Have a cup of coffee. It could lead to nothing, but it could also lead to a strong relationship that you have so that when you go to that next networking event, you have that warm face. And you also know that person better so that when you go to that next networking event and you see that person, you can say, oh, I just ran into someone who is really looking for what you do or that I think would be a great connection for you.
Yeah.
And then you get to become the connector.
Correct.
And when you can turn it on its head like that, it provides
it's memorable.
It's memorable and it provides you with the ability to be seen as someone who mm-hmm. truly is vested in the interests of those that you're interacting with, as opposed right. to just looking at them as just dollar signs.
As working the room. Yeah. That's a really good point. All right. So how do you feel digital platforms and social medias have changed how we network?
I think in some ways they have made it more of a challenge because there is a defined thought process, particularly for, some of our younger generations, that you can do all of your networking digitally online. And mm-hmm. online. But let's face it, a LinkedIn request, mm-hmm. you can get, 10 of those a day.
Uh-huh.
But you don't really do anything with them
right.
9 times out of 10.
Right.
So it's just a list of people that you're connected to.
Like, yes, it's good to have a lot of followers, but if they're not engaged followers mm-hmm. and they're just a number, that's all they'll ever be, is just a number.
But then conversely, it is helpful in a few different ways, and I'll share how. First and foremost, it can be exceedingly helpful if you are an internet stalker and you all know who you are.
I love how you look directly at the camera.
Well, because we all have, either you are one of them, or you know people who are really good at, like, someone will pop up and they'll be like, mm-hmm. oh, how do I know this person? And
yes.
so they'll look and they'll get to see, okay, who you are and what you do. Mm-hmm. And it's also very helpful if you are meeting someone for the first time.
Yeah.
You can go on and you can
have a genuine connection.
Yeah.
Then and
you
know
can,
a little bit
you
more
can
about
know
them.
A little bit more about them, you know, their history. You can see, like, if they worked at somewhere that you used to work.
Right. Where they went to school.
Right. Those right. types of things. And so it's helpful in that way. And you can also, and we have a good number of members who are very experienced with this and, you know, really can speak towards, and we've done a number of educational programming on this, how you can use your social media mm-hmm. to actually empower and deepen your networking opportunities.
Yes.
Because you can, for example, with LinkedIn, see who you're connected to and see if they're connected to somebody that you know. And if you have a good relationship, this is where the relationship part of networking comes in.
I was just about to say, these are the tools. You're talking about this as a tool.
Yes. So,
and not a replacement.
So
you
if
still have to do the legwork.
If there is someone, let's say that there is someone that I really want to present
yes.
at a chamber event, or that I would like to meet, and I have heard them speak, but I don't have that connection strong enough to be able to reach out to them. But I know I look and I see, oh, Megan, you're connected to them.
Yeah.
I would have no problem whatsoever, because I know you very well. We have a strong relationship, to be able to reach out and say, hey, Megan, do you think you'd feel comfortable helping to connect me to Melissa?
Yep.
Because I'm very interested in speaking with her about this.
Yeah.
And that empowers, it does many things. It empowers you to be able to determine, is that relationship that you have strong enough that, like, you're going to feel comfortable doing that? Because
right.
you might say, you know what, Liz, I know that it says I'm connected to her, but we actually had a falling out, or I don't know her well enough to do that. And that's, like, not a problem.
But then that's a good professional reference then too.
Absolutely.
Making it the best experience for everybody.
But if you do have that ability, how great does it feel that I'm coming to you saying,
yeah.
hey, Megan, could you please consider making this introduction? And if you're able to facilitate that, and then that comes to fruition, I'm going to obviously talk about how this not would have been possible without you.
Absolutely.
You feel very empowered.
Yeah.
And so there is a lot that can be said about social media can be used very well to mm-hmm. deepen your networking and be able to enhance it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a replacement for the genuine face-to-face conversations, because you are only just getting the high level bullet points.
Right.
You're not getting the full story.
Yes. And I think you hit the nail on the head, is that it is a tool. It's a great tool,
mm-hmm.
but it is not a replacement.
No.
As long as you're using it as a tool, it can be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using it to sit at home in your jammies and say that you're networking.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Well, you are, but not at the same level of engagement.
Correct.
As you would be being connected in the local community.
Absolutely. 110%.
100%.
But I definitely do recommend, especially the tools that I've seen the most effective for business professionals are the LinkedIn. Mm. And there is, we've got a good number of members that are very, you know, savvy with providing information on this is how I use it and this is how it's been beneficial.
Yes.
And here's the correct ways to be able to use it. And here's things to stay away from.
I do really like about LinkedIn also that it is like a professional Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
that it kind of keeps your personal life and your professional life a little bit separated. And I like that.
Yes. And it's also a way to be able to pull in some of your connections. Mm-hmm. So if you are reading someone that you follow and they make a post, and if they're good, they're trying to get engagement. So it's like, yes, asking a question and you're answering it, and you can pull in other people to say like, so this is how I've used X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
What do you think, John? Remember that? And if you tag that person, then they get pulled into, yes, the conversation. And so it is a way to also provide more engagement if you do it correctly.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that. All right. So let's say I'm a business owner or I'm a member of a nonprofit,
mm-hmm,
and I'm intimidated by networking events. What would you say to me?
That's normal. First and foremost, I would like to just throw out there,
normalize it.
It is completely normal to feel, you know, just a little bit of trepidation, mm-hmm, feel like you're going to mess it up, or you don't know where to start, or there's all these people and they know each other and nobody knows me. Like, that is a normal human response. So there's a few things there. So if they're coming to, one thing I can say, at least for me, if they're coming to a Northern Lancaster County Chamber of Commerce event and it's their first time, or, you know, they're still just newer and they're nervous, mm-hmm, they can just let me know. Because, mm-hmm, what I do is I will then automatically match them up with one of my members who knows everybody.
Yes.
So it could be an ambassador, it could be a board member, but they are then tasked with, hey, Megan's brand new. You need to take her around the room and you need to make sure that she meets everybody,
mm-hmm,
and really have that person to kind of assist in the conversations. And the great part about that is they're going to make those introductions, but they're going to be learning about you.
Yes.
And you are going to be helping them learn more about the people that you're talking to, because again, you're going to be finding the connections that,
right,
you could potentially have with them,
right,
that they would know nothing about.
Right. That's very true.
The other thing I would say is, if you're not going to the Northern Lancaster County Chamber of Commerce for networking, but just in general, it's always a great idea if you can to go with someone else, you know, go, mm-hmm, with someone that you know, whether it's someone that you work with or just someone who you know that maybe is very comfortable with networking, maybe a little bit more gregarious,
mm-hmm,
so that the two of you are going to go and you're going to do it together.
Yes.
That can help tremendously.
I like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my personality is I'm an extroverted introvert, which is when I'm around people I'm comfortable with, I can talk to everybody and I don't need a buddy.
Right.
But when I go into a larger event that I'm going to meet a lot of new people, I just feel more comfortable with someone familiar beside me.
Yes. And I think that one thing that I love to do is I am a hype girl. So like I will, and my members know this, I will hype up. I will hype, like when I'm talking or introducing people, or if I'm, you know, I will hype up, well, you know, Meg is not going to say this, but she's actually really good at this.
Yeah.
And, you know, really try to help the other person,
mm-hmm,
because then that also is a way to, if you feel really uncomfortable talking about yourself at first,
right,
to do the deflection so that you're still going to be talking and you can get drawn into the conversation, but you're also at a level of comfort.
Yes.
And you're also really doing a really nice thing for the person that you are with.
Absolutely.
So I think a lot of it is just thinking about who you can go with,
yes,
making sure that you're both not so intimidated that it's going to backfire.
That the two of you are just going,
right,
to stand in the corner,
yes,
together by yourselves.
Yes, exactly. But then I would also say for everybody out there that is comfortable with networking, when you are at networking events, pull those people in. If you're not automatically doing that, go and do that, because you know how to network. But you also don't know when you're missing an opportunity because you're not taking a look at the room as a whole.
Or you get, and I think you hit on this a little bit earlier too, is you go back to your comfort core group.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, you're continuing to foster relationships,
yeah,
with them, but you could be missing out on other opportunities, other connections,
yeah,
because you go back to your kind of core group.
And that's human nature. You go with what you're familiar,
yes,
with. And, you know, is every interaction you're going to have with everybody going to be great? No,
yes,
it's not. Like, there are
it's going to happen.
there are going to be people that are going to annoy you. There are going,
yes,
to be people that you just don't click with.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Because that is life. Mm. So you just need to,
That's a good point. That is just life.
Yeah, it is life. Yeah. You need to determine, when you're having conversations, if you really feel like it's not going anywhere, it's okay to say, well, it was really great talking to you. I'm going to keep moving on.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. And it's true because you probably do. Like, I see somebody over there that I need to connect with. Yeah. So it was really great connecting with you. Nice talking with you. And just kind of don't feel like you have to stay in a conversation the entire time. You do have the onus.
You don't know your break.
Right. You do have the onus to be able to say, thank you so much. It was great speaking with you. And I'm going to continue talking. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That is okay.
And that is hard to do, though.
It is.
I find that hard to do, at least.
It can
and
be
even
really
if it is a really genuine connection and conversation, but I feel like the time at the networking event that there are other people that I'd also like to connect with and having that, like, you don't want to make them feel like you're giving them a line, because you're not.
Right.
You're just making sure that you're also seeing the other people you need to talk to.
And I think that's what you need to say. I think you need to say, it was so great talking with you. Really enjoyed it. I'm going to break just because I have like two other people that I specifically wanted to make sure I connected with tonight. And I see one of them right now.
Yeah.
If you're just honest.
Yeah.
And just say that.
And they
that's
should,
okay.
Yes. And they might be more of that introverted personality that they're like, I found somebody. I'm staying. I feel like a great time to transition is when somebody else joins and is warmed into the conversation. Mm-hmm. And then that gives you the opportunity to say, hey guys, I'm going to go.
And you also always
and then you
can
don't feel
use,
like you're abandoning
well,
somebody.
Well, you also can always use the time honored, if you'll excuse me, I really need to use a restroom.
Yeah. And then make sure you actually go to the restroom.
If you are 110% stuck, you can always use that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. So Liz, if you're coming new to networking and you want to check out the Northern Lancaster Chamber, if you're listening here locally, or if you're not local and you're thinking about joining a chamber, first tell me what you're really excited about that the Northern Chamber is doing. Then also, what can you tell somebody just to go out there, get involved? Like, what should they do?
Sure.
And again, if they're local, why the Northern Chamber? Why we're so excited?
So, reason that we're so excited right now is the Northern Lancaster County Chamber of Commerce we are moved into our new location. And this new location is really going to give us the opportunity to be able to have
so many windows.
Yeah. All of our educational programming right in our offices. But more importantly, our offices are going to be able to be utilized by our chamber members.
Which is awesome.
So yeah, in Northern Lancaster County, we have a lot. But one of the things we don't have is professional space for educational programs that can accommodate more than 50. So the chamber office now is located at 4139 Oregon Pike in Ephrata, right off the Brownstown exit.
Right by Sheets.
Yes, right by Sheets. And our new offices have a presentation space that can accommodate up to 76. And we also have a smaller conference room for up to 12. But this move for us is one of the biggest things that we've done during my time with the chamber. We've been around for quite some time. We're actually started in 1922.
I was super surprised about how long you guys have been around.
I know. It's
quite
really,
a legacy.
It's really interesting to be part of an organization where I got to coordinate a 100th anniversary.
Yes.
And the onus that comes with that, because the chamber is really, it belongs to the members. Mm-hmm. And this space is really for our members and only possible because of them. So it was really important to us that the space, because it's the first time we're really able to craft everything ourselves.
Yes.
We really get to decide what it's going to look like. Yes, it does have plenty of parking.
So many parking. So good.
I'm very excited
about
that.
So happy about the parking.
But one of the things that I said I specifically wanted to mention that comes about through networking is when you're talking to people and you are just genuinely just talking about random stuff and sharing. And, I have had a lot of chamber members say, oh my gosh, you must be so excited. How is everything going with the move? And, you get to decorate. And I was sharing with Shannon from K Marketing at one of our events. I'm like, yeah, it's great. Except Tara and I really want the space to look really, really great. We want it to look so professional. We want people to walk in and be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But we lack the skills to do that because that is not within our wheelhouse. I'm really great at public speaking. Interior decorating, not so much. And so I was sharing that.
Makes all kinds make the world go round.
Yes.
Right?
And I was sharing that with Shannon. And one thing that I remember distinctly, because we do ribbon cuttings as a chamber of commerce, and so I get to see a lot of businesses, is when we did the ribbon cutting for you for here at K Marketing last year. And when we did that ribbon cutting, I was just so impressed with, actually, it was this year, I think it was.
It was in April.
April, yeah. It was this year. Yeah. Sorry.
No, nope. We expanded in November, but didn't want to do it in the winter because of weather.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when we did your ribbon cutting, Tara and I were both just struck with how well-appointed your offices were.
Thank you.
The use of the color, the branding consistent throughout. And so that really resonated with me. And I really remembered that. And I said, you know, I would love if we could like have the feel of what I felt when I came into your offices. And that's when Shannon shared with me. She said, well, Megan did that. I was like, really? She goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She has a background in that. And she loves doing that.
Yeah.
She's like, so I'm sure that, you know, she'd be willing to do that for you. I was like, seriously? Send her an email now.
Yeah.
Like, so she reached out to you and I reached out to you. And yes, you responded. But that's an example.
That's
I wanted to bring it up because
that's a great example of that's not what I do professionally anymore.
Right.
But like something that brings me so much joy as a person. Yes.
And you were so excited because I distinctly remember you were very excited because you said, I'm so happy that I can do this for the chamber. That
absolutely.
I can do this for you. And that was wonderful because we're able to showcase your talents.
Yeah.
And it also is filling a defined area within our organization that we didn't have those skill sets. Mm. So we're able to have access to someone who is involved with us and can be utilizing their talents in a way that brings them joy. And it brings us joy because, you know, now we come into our space and even just the recommendations that you've made alone on like, these are the paint colors I would use and this is where I would put them. That was huge.
Yeah.
And it helps us feel more empowered.
Yes.
And I think that that's really what networking is. It's
such a great point.
It's empowerment. It's empowerment to feel comfortable when you go into a room to be able to have conversations and connect with people that, yes, some you may already know, others that you don't. And it's empowering to have that knowledge of all the individuals that you've networked with to know, I know somebody that can help you with that.
Yes.
Or I know somebody who has gone through that exact thing that you're going through with your business right now. Would you like me to connect you? Because I'm pretty sure that they'd be able to provide you some ideas or really just share how they handled the situation and maybe give you some great nuggets that'll help you be able to do that.
Which we talked about and on some episode somewhere about like everywhere you go on the ladder of success, you are taking somebody else with you, you know?
Yes.
Somebody has done it before you. Mm-hmm. And if we think that success is a straight line, we're lying to ourselves. That's so far from the truth. But those people that humped you on the way up are going to be the same people that when you hit a hiccup and go into a valley are going to be the same people that are going to pick you back up and remember why you started and get you back on the right track. And I think that, like we were saying, is being sometimes a small business owner can be very lonely, you know? And I think that finding a network of people who have been there before you to help mentor and guide you, even if it's just through them being like, I get it. I've been there.
Yeah.
It'll get better. Like,
just to have somebody to unload on, to have somebody to unload on to listen.
Yep.
And they might not even be able to solve it. It's just, they're just listening.
Yes. Active listening, right? Yep.
It can be really beneficial.
It can.
So, you know, I feel like when you say networking, I don't necessarily know that that is the best word.
Isn't that so funny that at the same point in the conversation, I was like, I feel like I wish we could change the word because I think the word in and of itself makes people intimidated sometimes or like, you know, versus you have so much to gain if you're willing to invest the time and energy involved to make the connections.
Absolutely. And I don't even, for me, does it take some energy? Yeah, it does. But only if you're trying to limit yourself to very specific conversation on how you can do business. Not if you're really just talking. If you're just talking and you're going to say who you are and what you do.
Yeah.
But then you're going to find out, they're going to say, well, you know, how has your day been? How busy, you know, how have you been? You say busy because we've been doing Bandcamp the last few weeks.
Yes.
And then you find
Three
out, you find out that, oh my gosh, I'm a band camp mom too, and I'm involved at the level of being on the board as well and doing these things. And then you start having conversations about something that your kids love and you love and has nothing to do with business, but it has everything to do with just being a human being and finding a conversation on a topic you like, whether it's marching band or sports or really hunting. I mean, I've interrupted conversations at events where I had two members that were talking about how you can take a boat all the way around the United States and different ports that you can stop in. And it is really amazing to me if you listen.
Yes.
All of the different things that people are talking about.
Yeah.
Because I get more excited when they're talking about something that has nothing to do with business, because then I genuinely know I fostered an environment in which people want to be there.
Yes.
And they want to be having conversations.
Yes.
And they're enjoying the people they're talking to.
Yes. And I think maybe as a closing thought is I find as a business owner, one of the hardest part for me to get back into the world of being involved in a chamber was the time commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that now that I'm in and we're running, it's great. But like, what would be your final advice on somebody? Like for me, I'm saying like, it is an invaluable part of my business, and to give it the same squeaky wheel priority as I would the customer, not to not give the customer what they need. You know what I mean? But like, make it have the same sense of importance, because it is very important.
First and foremost, you have to find opportunities that are going to work for you. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Dependent
That's
upon
a great point.
Dependent upon where you are in your life, professionally and personally, it may not be possible.
Yeah.
If you are a small business owner and you have small kids and you're trying to do it all, you're not going to really be feeling positive or open to, let's go network after hours. Let's go after work is done from 5 to 7. I'm going to go network.
Right. Like, Liz, if you say we're having a 5:30 brunch or breakfast club, I will not be there.
Right. But then conversely, one of our most popular events that we do is a First Friday breakfast, and that's from 7 a.m. to 8:30.
Yes.
Because we do have some members
I love those members. I love that for them. That
time frame works really great for them.
Yes.
And so it's really about, no matter, and I'm going to say this wholeheartedly, it doesn't matter if you are a member of a chamber of commerce. I love chambers of commerce, but you have to find what works for you when it comes to networking. And thankfully, in Lancaster County in particular, we have a myriad of opportunities from a number of different organizations that will provide you the space and time to be able to make those contacts through networking. And some of it is through membership organizations. Some of it is through just general, natural, holistic opportunities with networking events that occur throughout the month. I think the most important thing is to determine, what are you trying to achieve with your networking? If it is solely to bring on new customers and new clients, you really need to evaluate who you are, what you do, and where those individuals will be. If you're looking at networking to be what I feel that it should be, which is to expand your sphere of just information and influence, then all contacts are good contacts.
Agreed.
To a certain extent. So you really have to ensure that you're going into this having enough time so that it's going to work with your schedule.
Right.
So finding those opportunities. And then if you become a member of an organization, whether it's a chamber of commerce or it's any of the other membership organizations, please, please, please make that commitment to actually get to the events and take advantage of your membership. Because if you don't show up, then you're just basically
the gym membership.
Yep. You're throwing money out the window.
Yep.
And make it a priority. But again, like we talked about, if you're nervous, if you're uncomfortable, have somebody go with you. Or if you're coming to the chamber, let us know. And we will do our very best to try to help to make those connections more comfortable for you.
Yes.
And if you think networking just to start off with is going to be hard, then go to an educational event.
That's a great point, because it...
Yeah, like Lunch and Learns or any of the educational programming that we do or a lot of organizations do, there's going to be other business people there, and there's going to be sitting at a table and just talking with them.
Yes.
And so you do had the opportunity to do networking, but it's going to be networking around a topic that someone's talking about. So yes. then you're talking about that. So then you yes. don't have to come up with the things to say.
Yeah.
So that's also a really great entry point in is to go to an educational program and start having those conversations there and connecting with people. And you'll see that it's going to make it easier that if you really do have a good connection with someone to take that offline and go grab coffee with them and then kind of formulate a plan that way. But one of the things that I didn't mention that I did want to kind of share is that networking can also lead to no business sometimes. Mm. So it's twofold there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not going to be the business because it's going to be the relationships.
Right.
But sometimes those relationships are also going to equal out into more business for you in the future. It's a long game.
It's a crock pot, not a microwave.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you don't know when who you're talking to may need your services, but you also don't know if the person that you're talking to, let's say they work in a competitive, like they're a competitor of yours. Should yes. you not speak with them? Should you not have a relationship? No.
I feel like my answer is no.
You 110% want to formulate those relationships. And I will tell you why, because I see this consistently across the board in my Chamber of Commerce, because we do have some members that are in the same industry. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise.
What?
I know.
There are more than one business doing business.
They will create a strong relationship with their competitors because, and I'm sure you've experienced this, there's going to be a time where you are not going to be able to provide the services to a client that reaches yes. out to you, whether it's because you don't specialize in that and you're being honest and you're uh-huh. telling them, we don't specialize in
correct.
That. Or dependent upon your industry, you can't take them on because you don't have enough people. You want to be yeah. able to refer them to a competitor that you know and trust and know that's going to do a good job as you would do.
Yes.
And that is where networking can be hugely beneficial because you're going to have the opportunity to truly get to know your competitors,
yes.
to form a relationship. And when you can't provide the services to someone, you are going to feel confident that you can refer them to a competitor
absolutely.
That's going to treat them well. And is that you not getting that business? Yes, but it's also you picking up business in the future and also really showcasing that you are a business that is focused on what's best for the client
right.
and the community.
And that will come back to you tenfold.
Absolutely. 110%.
Because that competitor is going to, one, know that you are an upstanding business also. And two, when the shoe is on the other foot.
100%. Mm-hmm.
They're going to know that they can do that too and trust you that way.
Absolutely. And the other place I would say, if you're very nervous about networking and you don't have time to figure out where can I go do networking and how can I make this happen, volunteer. Mm. If you are a business owner or if you work for a business and you feel passionate about something, volunteer with a local nonprofit and, you know, help at one of their events or serve on a committee
yes.
or see about board membership, because you're naturally going to then be interacting with other people who share that same passion as you.
Yeah.
So it ticks one box right away.
Right.
You know that when you're going to an event with this nonprofit, the people that are going to be there are also really passionate about what this nonprofit
yeah.
is serving or addressing. And so you have that ability to be able to have those conversations right away about
yes.
this is how I'm connected to this nonprofit. I love this nonprofit because I am really engaged in the education of youth at a specific school district.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk about that. And you have that jumping off point. And so it'll help you become more comfortable talking about who you are, what you do, and what you love and finding those connections.
I love that. That's so, but it is so true.
Yes.
It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
I did have one final thought.
Yeah.
I wanted to say too, is if you are a small business owner, to share the load with your people. And one of the things that I've really loved is to watch my team members step, even if it's just lightly, step into some of the different events and get professional connection as well. I think that sometimes as the owner, you think you have to do it all yourself.
Yeah, no.
And you can't. And you might be missing out on the opportunity for one of your team members who's going to be really great at it. And it's going to bring them so much joy and allowing them the space to
I think that's perfect. And I actually do know obviously, K-Marketing sends a lot of their employees to
yes.
our chamber events. And I know the ones that were nervous because
yeah,
they told me.
I know one specifically did tell you.
They
yeah.
And that was great. I said, thank you so much because
yeah.
we will assist you with this. But then also, it's exciting for me as it is for you as their boss, yep. but for me just to kind of watch them become more comfortable.
I know, and grow in that way.
And grow in that role. And one of the things that we're really trying to stress at our chamber is when a business becomes a member of the chamber, all of their employees are members.
Yes.
So please, we want to see all different employees of all different yes. levels participating, because we do feel it is a value added benefit to help enhance employees and their comfortability, talking about your business, yeah. representing you.
Yeah.
And really it shows that you're investing more in them to say, hey, I'm giving you this time to do this and I want you
yes.
to represent me.
Yeah.
That is very valuable, because it means that you value them as an employee enough that you want to send them out to yeah. represent your brand, your organization, and you feel confident in their skills to do so.
Absolutely. Well, awesome, Liz. Well, thanks for being
Perfect.
Our guest on the
yeah.
Blueprint. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye.